Complete. Yes. Oh yes. Complete in him. Hallelujah. Complete in him. Complete in him. Hallelujah. I am complete in him. Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies now, beloved, and declare this loud and clear. Oh, thou that troublest my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh, thou that troublest my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. The God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, there are these three prayers I want you to pray before we sit down. If you love yourself, please pray this very well. The first prayer is for us to tell the Lord to hook our head onto his destiny for our lives, so that your head will not escape from your divine destiny. Say, my Father, connect my head to my divine destiny. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let my head be connected to it. That's right. Connect my head to my divine destiny. In the name of Jesus. Connect my head to my divine destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. That is the head. My Father, connect my legs to my divine roadmap. In the name of Jesus, let my legs be connected to my divine roadmap. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Now the hands. My Father, connect my hands to my divine functions. In the name of Jesus, declare it loud and clear. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be a connection by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for a time like this before you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And so, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are gathered before you this day. Let there be that all those who are presented here tonight shall be candidate for uncommon signs and wonders. Open our understanding, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. Tonight, we're looking at what I call understanding divine times and seasons. Understanding divine times and seasons. Can I hear the sister say what I said? Brothers, can I hear you say the same? Now please listen very, very carefully to this deep and hard topic, which I want to try and explain as slowly as I can. I start by reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Understanding divine times and seasons. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, from verse 1, to everything. Can you say everything? The question is, what is everything? All things. Whether you are sitting down, standing up, looking for a job, getting married, anything, to everything, there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the heavens. There is a time to be born, and there is a time to die. There is a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. There is a time to kill, and a time to heal. There is a time to break down, and a time to build up. There is a time to weep, and there is a time to laugh. There is a time to mourn, and there is a time to dance. There is a time to cast away stones, and there is a time to gather stones together. There is a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. There is a time to get things. There is a time to lose. There is a time to keep. There is a time to cast away. There is a time to rend, and a time to sow. There is a time to keep silence, and there is a time to speak. There is a time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. The Bible makes it very clear and very plain. By this scripture we just read now, it means that no one can operate outside this plan of God called times and seasons. It means that our lives are governed by time. He said there is a time to gather. There is a time to scatter. There are good seasons sometimes. There are evil seasons sometimes. This is what the Bible is trying to make us understand. Now, in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 12. 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. These 200 men of Issachar, they had understanding of the times. They know what Israel should do and when he should do it. So it is possible, beloved, to have understanding of times and seasons. It is possible to be completely ignorant. Keep that scripture at the back of your mind. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. Daniel 2, 21 says, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom. I'm reading from verse 21, sorry. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. It's verse 21 we actually need. He changed the times and the seasons. There is a possibility that times and seasons can be changed if it is not good. But then there is a lamentation in the book of Luke, chapter 19, which is of a very serious concern. Luke chapter 19, verse 44. A lamentation against Jerusalem. He says this, and shall lay thee even with the ground. Luke 19:44. And thy children within thee, they shall not live in thee one son upon another. And the reason for that is because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. You do not know the time of your visitation. Please keep all these scriptures in mind. God is a God of timing. God is a God of seasons. And God is a God of purpose. Time is very, very precious. Time is very, very valuable. Time is the currency of success. It's a tragedy, therefore, beloved, to be unaware of divine times and seasons. It's a tragedy to be ignorant of divine times and seasons. It's a tragedy to miss your divine time, to miss your divine season. It's a tragedy to forget your divine times and your divine season. It's a tragedy to be manipulated out of your divine times and your divine seasons. It's a tragedy to gamble away your divine times and your divine seasons. It has been well said that God's time is the best. But how about that? How about when that God's time that you say the best has already passed you by? What if 17 years ago God expected you to be somewhere, but you were not there 17 years ago, and now you are saying God's time is the best? What if that is so? And you are saying God's time is the best, but by God's timetable, He has programmed you to be there 17 years ago. There are people here, listen to me here this evening, that if they had keyed into their divine times and seasons, if they had built 25 houses in this Lagos, is small, but now they are living as tenants because they have missed that time and season. Many of us need to cry to the Lord seriously here today, because heaven does not allow vacuum. Nature too needs vacuum. So if God has programmed that certain things must take place at a particular time, and you were not there at that time, that thing will go on without you, and you will have missed that time. I pray that today the mercy of God will speak to so many people here who already have missed very important landmarks in their lives. What does it mean to understand the times? It means to have a deep understanding of the time. It means to have a keen awareness of the time. It means to have a deep discernment of the time you are in. It means to have a deep knowledge of where you are supposed to be. Unfortunately, since men always miss their time, they miss their time, they miss their seasons, they will go and cause accidents somewhere else. There was a specific time that God appeared to Elijah. There was a time Elijah was sitting by a brook drinking water there until it went dry. When it was time to move, God came to him again. He said, okay, Elijah, time up here. Now move to that widow of Sarephath. Time. And Elijah moved. If when God says, Elijah, it's time to move, say, no, I'm still enjoying this place. I want to stay here. Many, many years ago, some sisters will remember that when you were going about with that boyfriend, something said, stop! It screamed at that time to stop. It was time to stop at that time and say, no! But you did not say that no at that time. Now that is problem now. When it's time to say no, you don't say no, that will be problem. When it's time to say yes and you don't say yes, that's a problem. I pray that all those who are still ignorant of their divine times and seasons, that the Lord would damage their ignorance today in the name of Jesus. If I were in your shoes, my amen would be louder than that. When we talk about understanding the times, that is, you understand the times when some things normally should take place. You know when it will be time for specific events to take place. When we say understanding times and seasons, we mean you can interpret God's words. You can interpret what God is telling you. You can recognize the significance of past events. And then you can apply the knowledge of those past events to your future. This is what we're talking about. An effective walk with God demands that you know about His times and His seasons. This is a very, very important thing. There is a proverb in our language here in Nigeria that when the rain is falling, that's the time to bring out your bucket. If you brought out your bucket after the rain has stopped, where do you go from there? There was a time in this country that Christians were not praying the way they are praying now. There was a time that there is no place called Mountain of Fire. Now the Mountain of Fire is here and you are here at this particular time. You must understand the reason why you are part of this move of God. Whatever happens on earth, beloved, is tied to timing and season. And you cannot walk with God harmoniously unless you know the time schedule for what God wants you to know. You need to know His timetable for your life. You need to know the timetable of what you are doing. The knowledge of that timetable is crucial to your overall success or failure in life. I want you to understand this very, very deeply in your spirit. If you walk opposite to your divine time and season, the person is writing a courier letter to failure. If you start with creation in the Bible, the way God created the world was according, was tied to time. The first day, He created the day and the night, the heavens and the second day, the waters, including the sea, the oceans, the lakes and the rivers. He created and added vegetation on the third day. God had something planned for each day. It was all timed out. God has his own ways of operation. If you miss that time and the seasons, there is a serious problem. And this is where we need to pray today. This is where a lot of us need to cry to the Lord. Many run ahead of their times and their seasons. They end up in disgrace. Many never catch up their time and season. They end up in disgrace. Some see their time and season. And when the voice of God is saying, this is the time, catch it, catch it, catch it. When the voice of God is saying, hey, hey, strike the iron while the iron is hot. Strike it while the iron is hot. They didn't do it. Then it's gone. The case of blind Bartimaeus came to mind this day. That fellow struck when the iron was hot. Because Jesus was passing by. And Jesus was never going to pass through that place again. He was on his way to die. So he wouldn't have passed through that place again. So if blind Bartimaeus had missed that time, he would die a blind man. There are many of us who need to cry to the Lord today. Many of us were sitting down by the roadside, begging for alms, wearing garments of the beggars, when we should throw it off and key into the time that God wants us to key into. Many of us need to be very attentive and be able to know when the iron is hot. And you strike when that iron is hot. But if you don't strike when the iron is hot, and Jesus has gone by, and is already nailed on the cross, it is then blind Bartimaeus began to cry, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The agenda for that healing has passed. Close your eyes. This is a very serious matter. You will raise up your right hand to the heavens. If you like, you can keep quiet, no problem. But for those who understand what I've said so far, it's a deep topic we are dealing here tonight. You will cry to the heavens. God of times and seasons, have mercy on me. In the name of Jesus. Decreed by the decree of heavens. God of times and seasons, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. In Jesus' name we pray. If you understand me so far, shout hallelujah. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 12, let us establish a foundation. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 12. I'm reading just the first part. For man also knoweth not his time. For man also knoweth not his time. So this is a fact of life. Many people really do not know their times and their seasons. Some are seasons of grace and change, but they do not know. Jerusalem had this time of visitation, but it did not know. Several times God sends angels to us because the angels are dressing the way they should not be dressing, the way we don't expect them to dress. We do not know. This is what probably prompted David in the book of Psalms. When he said in Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hand. My times are in your hands. Can you say that loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can say it? What is David trying to say? He is saying, Lord, I put every 60 seconds, every 60 minutes, every 24 hours of my life into your hands. Very intelligent and strategic prayer. His prayers actually means that, Lord, I don't know when to go in or when to go out. Therefore, order my steps so that I don't miss my way. God of times and God of seasons. A season is a definite or a particular period of the year when definite things happen. In Nigeria now, there are two major seasons. Dry season and the raining season. This atmospheric phenomenon, wet season, dry season, Harmattan, as it varies like that. This is the same with the life of man. A person can be made to labor under evil times and evil seasons. A person could be passing through bad times. So apart from the geographical explanation of these things, The seasons are also true in men's lives. I met so many people. I met so many people abroad who are going through very bad times, very bad season. They ran away from Nigeria because they wanted a better agenda for their lives. This is a very serious matter. There was a time I traveled abroad, and there was this woman, just to make ends meet, she worked almost 24 hours. She has a small child, and by the law, they are not supposed to leave children alone. So she places this small boy in the house, puts the television on, put all kinds of sweet and chocolates in the fridge and everything. So when the child is hungry, the child will go and get food to eat. When the child will sit down and watch television, watch, and sleep again. Then she will wake up, the same routine, while the mother was busy working. One way or the other, these people found out, and they just took the child away. And once they take children away like that, you may not get the child forever. So she lost the only child she has to the government. So work, she cannot work again. Child, she cannot get the child back. Passing through a bad season. I pray tonight that if there are people here who are passing through very bad times and very bad seasons, that God who changes times and seasons will change it tonight in the name of Jesus. It will be changed tonight in the name of Jesus. There is a need to understand again the controlling factors of times and seasons. The laws that are guiding rainy season, dry season, all those seasons. All this you find in Genesis chapter 1. I read from verse 13. Here we find the controlling factors of time and the power that controls times and seasons. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, for years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars. So the controlling power of times and seasons is the sun and the moon. God gave them mandate and ordinances. They were to give light on earth. They were to be for times and seasons. They were to rule the day and the night. They were to be for days, weeks, months, and years. These are the major assignments that God gave to these heavenly bodies. So therefore, it can be concluded that times and seasons are indirectly governed by the hands of God from heaven above. But herein comes the great tragedy. Satan also uses his agents to manipulate the heavens negatively in order to influence times and seasons. Let me make that clear again. Satan also has his own agents. They too know that all these times and seasons are being controlled by the heavenly bodies. So they can go there and negatively influence it against our lives. The book of Psalms tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. He said, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. So the day is speaking, the night is showing knowledge. The heavens, they speak, they utter speech according to Psalm 19. But there are some satanic men who can hear them talk. There are men who have mysterious understanding of the heavenlies. And you see a man who puts juju on the neck, juju on the body, and all kinds of gods and all kinds of chains of bands of fetish power on his body. He has no power. The men with the power don't tie anything on their body. They have mysterious understanding of the heavenlies, and they can program whatever they want in the heavenlies against anyone on earth. There are some men on ground and women who, like ancient men of old, understand how the heavenlies operate and how they can use it to completely change a person's life. That's why it was possible for some men during the birth of Jesus who could look into the heavenlies and be able to identify a particular star that was meant for Jesus. Beloved, there are men who can identify the star of our Lord Jesus Christ in the azure above in the heavenlies, then your own star to identify it won't be a problem at all. These are serious matters. Daniel was in the land of bondage. All of a sudden, the king had a dream, and he couldn't interpret the dream. And also, he said he did not remember. And he called all these people, the magician, the sorcerer, said, yeah, what is the dream? Whatever. Tell me the dream. Tell me the interpretation. He said, they could not answer. Immediately, the period of bad season and time started. There was a death sentence now hanging on them. He said, I'm going to kill all of you because you are useless here. But Daniel sent to the king. He said, no, just wait. Give me some time. They went into prayers. And the God who changes times and seasons now gave Daniel a revelation that changed the time of season of death pronounced on those men. I pray that the Lord will show you a dream that will change bad times to good. In the name of Jesus. Your amen is too weak for this kind of prayer. That's why the book of Daniel said God changes times and seasons. So Daniel was saying, thank you God, because the death sentence has been cancelled. The bad times and seasons, they were no more. The time of mourning was no more. Can you raise up your voices and shout this louder than anyone around you? Say, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every power programming sorrow into my life. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, every power programming sorrow into my life. Pida salika. There ya po. Nikaya bo shanda. In Jesus' name we pray. So I've established several things since I've started speaking. One, there is something known as times and seasons. Two, God is a God of time and seasons. Three, to everything there is a time, there is a season. Four, it is possible to miss your particular time and season. Five, it is possible for men to go into devils and manipulate a time that is supposed to be good and turn into evil. Six, God has the power to change times and seasons. That's in summary what I've been trying to explain to you gently. Now in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. There are people in this service today that if they will pray like a wounded lion, the blessings you've missed since early 50s, early 60s, early 70s, early 80s, early 90s will come rushing back to you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. It says this, redeeming the time. Why do you have to redeem the time? Because what? The days are evil. The days are evil. God is speaking emphatically here that the days are evil. That is to say, beloved, each day of the year is loaded with evil. Death, accident, affliction, attacks, bad luck, failure, misfortune, attacks of the enemy. Each day is loaded with evil. But Paul says you can redeem the time. Can redeem your days from evil. Can you raise up your right hand and say this loud and clear? By the power! In the blood of Jesus, I redeem my times. In the name of Jesus. It's important for you to pray. It's important for you to cry to the Lord. By the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Some people don't understand the issue of redeeming time. How to redeem their days from evil. It is possible to redeem your days from evil. You don't have to walk into a new year, walk into a new month, walk into a new day, walk into a new week, just like that. The days are evil. You must redeem the times. And every day you redeem will bring you peace. If you are undergoing bad times and seasons now, beloved, according to the scripture, they can be changed. And this is part of what we are declaring here to tell you now. Look into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. From verse 14. Deuteronomy 4, from verse 14. Deuteronomy 4, 14 says this. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take heed therefore good heed unto yourselves. For ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb after the midst of the fire. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air. And verse 19. Unless thou lift up thine eyes, and when thou seest the sun and moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, which the Lord thy God hath divided into all nations under the old heaven. From this passage, it was clear that people in those days understood the operations of the heavenlies. They gave themselves time to study and worship these things. They were able to decode secret information from heavens in order to have advanced knowledge of what is going on earth. If you look back to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 14, Deuteronomy 18, verse 14, says, for these nations which thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. A lot of people buy magazines, newspaper, and read horoscopes in the magazine. They will say some people, they belong under Cancer. Some is Capricorn. Very dangerous things. God says we should not hearken to observers of times. All these people who are talking, they are reading stars, they are people that we call observers of times. And God said, let there be none found amongst you who do such things. God issued the penalty of death for men who consult the heavenlies. Presently now, a large percentage of people on earth are hooked onto horoscope and astrology. They want to know what's going to happen in the future. They want to know what's happened. They want to know what's going to happen. And a lot of believers even run to prophets just to prophesy on them and tell them what the future holds. What we don't understand is this. Many of these people are just observer of times. Men who deal with the heavenlies, who are deeply into the occult and deeply satanic. Some of them for 3 days, 7 days, 21 days, 40 days, they will not come out to see the sun. They will sit before crystal balls and be observing it. There was a man in this country that was employed by one Uzziah that died. This man lives in the dark, trying to empower the Uzziah that died. And all they do to the man is to just pass roasted chicken to him in the dark room where he is. Roasted chicken and big bottle of Coca-Cola just to be rushing to you. That's all. In the dark. But in the day that the king Uzziah died, all of a sudden he found that those who were supplying the chicken too wanted to eat the chicken. Nobody taught him to run out of the room because God intervened. I pray that there will be divine intervention for you today in the name of Jesus. Bible says, day unto day uttereth speech, and night showeth knowledge. But we don't know it, except by the Spirit of God. But there are satanic agents who know what the day is uttering, what it's saying. They know the kind of knowledge the night is giving, while some of us are completely ignorant of these things. We read about the men of Issachar. Those ones know when Israel should go to battle. Don't go so date. Go now. So if we go now, they will win also. If we go to the battle now, they will win against us. But if we go at this particular time, we shall be cheap winners. They are spiritual intelligent officers. There are men in our part of the world today that are negative men of Issachar. Some of them, when you say, Daddy, Mommy, I want to get married. You say, go and come back. When you come, they say, okay, can't marry on this date. Can't marry on that date. Date you should marry is this. To go and marry this date, this is the evil thing that will happen. They are negative men of Issachar. So they know the times. They know the seasons. They know that once you begin to operate outside those times and seasons, you will not succeed. Tonight, beloved, we need to cry to the Lord for several reasons. Number one, if you have already missed your divine timing, you need to cry unto the mercy of God to deliver you. Number two, if agents of darkness have gone into the heavenlies to manipulate your good times, they've turned into bad. You had a good marriage, it's not terrible. You had a good business, it's not terrible. And you think it's ordinary, not knowing that some envious enemies have programmed you into debt. Then you should receive deliverance again tonight. You should cry to the Lord. Number three, perhaps your time and season has not even come. There's some particular times and seasons. And they are approaching you now. But already the enemy is taking you out. Taking you out. You need to cry to the Lord with all your heart. And Father, I want something to happen in my life. I don't want to miss my time and my season. These are very, very serious matters. Men visit the heavenlies because they know the day uttereth speech and the night showeth knowledge. And they know that majority of us don't know. Even what I'm saying now, some preachers will find it very strange. Some may even say it's false doctrine. Shows the knowledge of the level of the ignorance the body of Christ has entered into. I knew a brother in this church in 1994 when we started here. He used to sell tires. Big tire shops. Plenty of customers. But there are plenty of other tire sellers on the streets. His shop used to be the largest. All of a sudden, a man who makes half a million naira a day could not go home with 50 naira. All of a sudden, the people would just be passing by his shop, to go to the shop opposite, to the one by the left, to the one by the right. He was getting worried. When he saw his own customers now going to other people, he now said maybe they didn't know he was inside the shop. So he moved his chair outside to be sitting outside. When those customers are coming, they just run past. So one day, he now went to one of those customers. But you used to buy things here. Why are you avoiding this shop now? The man said, I don't know. Something just asked me not to go there. He said, but my own tires are cheaper than these ones. I know. He said, but something just said, don't go here. What happened? They have contacted the heavens. They change his time of prosperity to a time of poverty. That's why the psalmist says, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Men visit the heavenlies even up to today. There are 10 reasons why men visit the heavenlies. Number one, they visit the heavenlies to find out the future. Find out the future about a person or about anything. All those men who will say they are diviners and they will say this child will become this, this child will become that, they've just consulted the heavenlies. Number two, they visit the heavenlies in order to eliminate people, to destroy other human beings. Three, they visit the heavenlies in order to afflict their communities. You know, a single person in a street can bring affliction to the whole street. Number four, they visit the heavenlies in order to manipulate wealth from the heavenlies. Five, they visit the heavenlies in order to gain superior advantage over other men. Superior advantage over other men. It could be political, it could be economical, just to gain an advantage. Six, they visit the heavenlies in order to oppose God and his kingdom agenda. Seven, they visit the heavenlies in order to gain political, economic, and spiritual power. Eight, they visit the heavenlies in order to dominate fellow human beings and rule their lives. Nine, they visit the heavenlies to obtain protection. And ten, they visit the heavenlies in order to counter their enemies. Those are the 10 reasons why men still visit the heavenlies. This is why when it is time to pray now, there are prayers and there are prayers. There are spirits and there are spirits. There are demons and there are demons. When somebody says, get out in the name of Jesus. And the demon says, I'm getting out. Those are small boys. Small boys. But when you begin to get to the books like Psalm 2, and you begin to hear, why do the heathen rage? Why do they gather together against the Lord and against his anointed? Say the kings of the heart rose up against the Lord and against his anointed. I mean, that is another realm of power. Those who could gather themselves to challenge God and Jesus. So you have to know that now you have entered a different realm. It's not the kind of prayer you are praying and your mind is just going all over the place. It's not the kind of prayer you are praying and your body does not even know you are praying. I want you to understand this very well. If you are now ignorant of these timings, there are terrible consequences from what I've told you tonight. Terrible consequences of walking in ignorance of divine timing. Number one, you will be wasted if you don't know. That's the first tragedy. Number two, you will be on your own. God will not take responsibility for your wrong choices because you don't know. Number three, there will be anxiety and panic. Anxiety and panic. Four, you will miss your time of divinely appointed blessings and visitations. Then you expose yourself to divine judgment. Number five, which is very tragic, is that you will drag behind others in life because you don't know. This is a very serious thing.
What this thing we're discussing tonight is the mystery behind stagnation.
Person is just standing there. It's not moving backward. It's not moving forward.
Which is a double tragedy.
Double tragedy, number one, you are not moving forward. Number two, those you have passed will now catch up with you because you lack the knowledge of your visitation. And then, number six, Jesus will be disappointed in you. Because Jesus will say, how come I want you to move, you are not moving. And the last but not the least, the person who experienced shattered dreams like the foolish virgins. But if you operate according to God's divine calendar, you will have divine blessings and favor. It is then you will enjoy open heavens. It is then you enjoy the covering of the Lord. And then prayers are answered fastest.
Because you are now keen into the divine calendar.
So to key into the divine calendar means four full benefits come into your life. You will have divine blessings and favor. You will enjoy open heavens. You will enjoy the covering of the Lord. You will enjoy quick answers to your prayers. Tonight, beloved, you and I will have prayers to pray. You and I need to cry to the heavenlies. You and I need to receive strength for the battle. You and I need to redeem our times and season from the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. You and I need to pray very well. Because many have been born at the wrong time. Into the wrong hospital or herbal home. Into the hands of the wrong midwives. Some were born into the wrong church. It was a vibrating prophet who gave you names. Where do we go from there? So we need to understand that these are not issues that be taken lightly. We need to declare like the psalmist that my times are in thy hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. That's Psalm 31:15. Can you say it after me? My times are in thy hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies. From those that persecute me. Rise up on your feet now. The Bible says, as from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. This is a very serious day here. And we don't have too long a time to pray this kind of prayers. Hit when the iron is hot now. Hit the iron when it is hot. Because it is when the iron is hot, you can beat it and bend it. This is a time for you. You have an opportunity. This message is not just coming by chance. If you are here in this meeting today, and you know you are passing through a very rough time, you are passing through times that you wish would pass away very quickly, so that the times of refreshing can come from the Lord. As you pray this first prayer, lay your hands on your chest, but make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your own, and pray with holy anger and boiling anger. Gadget of darkness. Monitoring my times. Can I hear the sister saying this loud and clear? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. You may put down your hand from your chest now. But I have an information from heaven to you. The information is that heaven says you are not aggressive yet. You are not aggressive yet. Says, why do the nations rage and why do the people imagine a vain thing? Say the kings of the earth rise up against the Lord and against his anointed. It's a different thing when a king is fighting you or when a slave is fighting you. It's a different thing. It's a different thing when you are in trouble with the inspector general of police or you are fighting with one constable on the street. These are very serious matters. There are plenty of chains that need to break. There's plenty of stagnant powers that need to die. I just stop you to give you that information. Everyone said the aggression is not enough yet. Can you shout this now loud and clear? My name! Jump out of satanic calendar!
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Jump out.
Yes. 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 Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Very good. We are moving closer. Very good. We are moving closer. Sister, are you not tired of this situation that you are going through? It's time for you to cry to the Lord now. Sister, say this after me loud and clear.
Bad time. Bad season. In my life. Change by fire.
Can I hear the sister saying this? Sisters, I'm sure you can do a lot more than that. Bakato kapota samponda. Ribosoponde keyaboshan. Brothers, shout it louder than the sister. Brothers, increase your volume by 10. Yes.
Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. There was a change. Your story must change. There must be a change. Parabo copola kayabo shenta. Narabo soponde kayabo shenta. Change. There must be a change.
Aha.
Don't negotiate. We are not here to negotiate tonight. We are not here to negotiate tonight. No negotiation. Palekato sapendeka. Boribo sapendeka yabo shenta yaba. Rabo soponde kayaba. Manaka ponde kayabo shenta yaba. Desaponde kayabo shenta. Yes, that's the power of God. That's the power of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Aha. A strange operation is taking place. Some people here, it's like they're just moving about. But it's not they that is moving about. The enemy has changed them. There are two of you. The one that is supposed to be the real you, which the enemy has locked up, and the one that is representing you now, who is suffering. Yes, that's the power of God is coming upon her. There must be a change. Amen. Now, shout this loud and clear.
Anything programmed into the heavens against my destiny by the powers of my father's house.
Can I hear everybody shouting this loud and clear?
Death!
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Aha! 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 Something is happening here tonight. This is very unusual. The power of God. Move. 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 The power of God. Move. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wish you could see what is happening here tonight. Then you even be more aggressive. Very, very uncommon what's happening here tonight. Like I said to you before, blessings lost early 50s, early 60s, early 70s, early 80s. They're all coming, rushing back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet now. As we go into our 7 closing prayer points. And these prayers, beloved, they are not ordinary prayers. And there are testimonies attached to each prayer. I beg you to pray from your heart. Oh God, arise! And let my story change. In the name of Jesus, let there be a change of stories. From better to best. From bad to good. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stay stagnating powers. Program into my heavenlies. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the stagnating powers. Masekaya Boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are to help me, lose your sleep until you help me. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm making good progress. I told you. Every power closing my book of remembrance. There! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 5. You want to pray now. And make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your own in this particular one. Aha. Say this loud and clear. Every amen assigned against me, die in my place. In the name of Jesus, deal with the amen. In In Jesus' name we pray. Two more. Say this loud and clear. My Father, my times are in your hand. Arise by fire. Fight for me. Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. My times are in your hand. Arise by fire, arise by fire. Fight for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Last but not the least. The Bible says better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Let me tell you what will happen now. Immediately we'll start these prayers. There are some sisters here. The doctors have written you off. As we are praying this prayer, your body will begin to shake. A surgical operation will begin to take place in your body. And by the time we say, in Jesus' name we pray, you'll be a new person entirely. As we are praying these prayers, there are some people that there are so many blocking blocks put in their way. By the time they leave this service, they will be contacted. And those blocks have been taken away. There are some here that even your family members have been mocking and deriding you because they feel that you don't have money. But this prayer will release you onto your breakthroughs. You will now shout this loud and clear. This is our final prayer for tonight. If you pray this prayer and your voice goes away, it is worth it. But just get the blessing. You will say this loud and clear. Oh God! Changer of seasons and time! Arise! Manifest your power in my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, change of seasons and times. Arise, manifest your power in my life. Manifest your power. 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 Yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Masopokoya boshenta. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For he is able, is able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. For he is able, is able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. He heals the broken hearted. He sets the captives free. The lame he makes to walk again. And the blind he made to see. For he is able. Is able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me. Sing it again loud and clear. For he is able. Is able. God is able to carry me through. For he is able. Is able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. He heals the broken hearted. He sets the captives free. The lame he makes to walk again. And the blind he makes to see. He is able. He's able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. I just come to pray the Lord. I just come to pray the Lord. I just come to pray His holy name. I just come to pray the Lord. He came into my life on a very special day. He washed my sins and made me all anew. And that's the reason why I sing to Him today. I just come to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.